It's been almost a year since the Food and Drug Administration authorized the first vaccine against COVID-19 in the U.S., the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine. Days later, a critical care nurse in New York got the first shot in America's vaccine rollout. Since then, more than 450 million doses of vaccines using mRNA technology from Pfizer and Moderna have been administered in the U.S. But there have been concerns these vaccines may not be as effective against Omicron, the new variant that is spreading and spreading fast around the globe. Multiple studies are now beginning to provide what seems to be an answer to that question. Joining us now, NPR science correspondents Joe Palca and Michaeline Duclef. Hey, you two.
Hello.
Hello.
Michaeline, you start, because as I recall, you were on the show last week talking about predictions that the existing COVID vaccines might not work so well against Omicron. Are we starting to get a clearer picture with these new studies?
Yeah, we are. You know, in the past 24 hours, there's been a burst of new information. Data from three different studies has come out looking specifically at this question. In one study from South Africa, researchers took blood from people who had been vaccinated with Pfizer with two doses, and then they tested to see how well the antibodies in their blood could kill Omicron. What they saw is the antibody potency drops dramatically with this new variant compared to earlier ones, probably below what is needed to stop the virus from causing an infection. So this data suggests that two doses of an mRNA vaccine probably isn't going to be enough to stop infections with Omicron.
And meanwhile, though, Pfizer released its own study results today. Joe, you take this one. What did they tell us?
Well, Pfizer's also seeing this decline that Michaeline just mentioned. After two doses, there's a greater likelihood that you'll get, or it seems to be, the greater possibility at least that you'll get a breakthrough, which means an infection that gets past the defenses that the vaccine helps you set up. And what Pfizer also showed, and I guess this is the good news here, is that at least as they see it, a booster shot, a third dose, does restore some of that protection. So it's possible that will work to prevent Omicron from being that dangerous. And there's also, in addition to the antibodies, which we've heard so much about, there's some indication that a third dose raises something called your cellular immunity, which should keep you from getting really sick.
Yeah, Michaeline, hop in here on this question of a third shot, a booster, and what we are learning about how much more protection it may offer.
Yeah, so there's another study out of Germany that looks specifically at boosters. You know, they looked at how the antibody response changes, kind of like what Joe was talking about. And what they found is that a third shot of either Pfizer or Moderna can partially restore the potency of the antibodies, at least in some people, to a level right around what we saw with just two shots against Delta.
To follow on something you said at least in some people. Like, which people? What does that mean?
Yeah, so it looks like the response to the booster is likely going to vary from person to person. And after that third shot, some people may still be below the level needed to protect against infection. More data is needed to really understand this variation. These three studies are quite small, just about 100 people in total. Nevertheless, the take-home message across them is really clear and consistent. Your best chance at preventing infections, as well as severe disease and hospitalization, is going to be to get that third booster shot.
And so what is the upshot here in terms of how worried we need to be? Because the headlines about Omicron have been scary.
You know, I think a big part of this is breakthrough infections. You know, if the variant really starts surging here, and we don't know yet if that's the case, we are going to see even more breakthrough infections than we saw with Delta.
Like how many more? Do we know how bad this could get?
Yeah, we really don't know yet. You know, this data is all in the lab right now, so we don't know yet what the vaccine efficacy is going to be out in the real world. But we should know pretty soon.
Joe, to the question of how pharmaceutical companies are thinking about changing their vaccines as the threat changes. You know, when Pfizer first came out with their vaccine a year ago, there was only one real version of the coronavirus circulating. Now there are lots. We've been hearing about the possibility of making a vaccine against one or the other variants. Do we know where that stands when it comes to Omicron?
Well, I think all the vaccine companies are taking steps to prepare for the possibility that there might need to be a new vaccine. And this mRNA technology that we've been talking about allows you to make these changes rather rapidly. But the companies aren't committing to making one yet. BioNTech CEO Uğur Şahin spoke at a press conference earlier today. He said there'll be a lot more studies coming in the next days or weeks, both data from laboratories like Mike Lean was talking about, but also real-world data about numbers of breakthrough infections caused by Omicron.
This information will mature and will provide us the decision basis to come to a conclusion if a variant vaccine is needed and how fast it is needed.
If they come to the decision that they do need to make a new booster, one that is specific to Omicron or whatever the next variant is, how long would it take before that might be ready and ready to get into our arms?
Well, it could be at least 3 months before a vaccine was commercially available. So what they're saying right now is your best bet is to get a booster now while it's available. And even a single booster might not be enough. There might have to be more than one to get the protection that a booster can afford.
All right. So it looks like we may not be done with boosters and vaccines for some ways to come. We've been talking with NPR science correspondents Jill Palka and Michaeline Duclef. Thanks very much to you both.